This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name, Hobine, H-O-B-I-N-E, John, J-O-H-N, Fred, F-R-E-D. Date of service, 4-10-2023. Place, Franklinwood, Genesis, Nursing Rehab. Franklinwood, Genesis, Nursing Rehab. History of present illness, this is a 93-year-old male. He was admitted to MedStar Hospital. Patient was brought to the emergency room. Patient was has been multiple diagnosis before. AFib has been on Coumadin, moderate severe mitral regurgitation, pulmonary hypertension, history of cardiac bypass. He moved to assisted living about a month ago. When he went downstairs for breakfast, he was sitting in the chair and he reported that he passed out. Patient did not fall on the floor. He stayed in the chair and he didn't remember how long he passed out. Patient also reported to have two large bowel movements, poor appetite. Patient was brought to the emergency room. Patient was evaluated in the ED. He was complaining of some shortness of breath. While to the ambulance people, but in the ED, he denied any shortness of breath and lightheadedness. In the emergency room, blood pressure was 157 over 95, pulse ox 94%. INR was 2.3, sodium 134. EKG showed atrial fibrillation. CT head was done, was a negative. Ultrasound of the lower extremity, no DVT. Patient was given dose of 40 milligram of Lasix. IV initially, subsequently changed to tarsamide, 40 milligram daily. His breathing, short of breath improved. Patient was also noted to have right upper extremity pain. CT of the right upper extremity was negative for any abscess. Doppler was negative for any blood clot. His clinical condition started to improve. Subsequently, patient was started on PO tarsamide 40 milligram daily. And he has a good diuretic effect. Physical therapy saw the patient, they recommended subacute rehab, and subsequently patient was sent to the Genesis Franklinwood. Patient has a syncope at admission, was thought to be most likely vasovagal. Patient has an echo that has previously echoed done that has shown ejection fraction of 60%. Patient was diagnosed with acute diastolic heart failure and he responded very well to diuretics. Next line, today when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, atrial fibrillation, has been on Coumadin, number two, moderate severe mitral regurgitation, number three, pulmonary hypertension, number four, hypertension, number five, history of cardiac bypass, number six, ambulatory dysfunction and has been in assisted living, number seven, diarrhea resolved. Number 8, hypertension. Number 9, hyperlipidemia. Patient has a right upper extremity swelling as per the hospital report, but the Doppler was negative and CT negative for any abscess. Patient was treated with the empiric antibiotic NSAIF and subsequently switched to the Keflex for suspected cellulitis. Current medication patient is on Tylenol 650. Q6-hour PRN, number 2, aspirin 81 mg daily, number 3, Atenolol 25 mg daily, number 4, Lipitor 20 mg daily, number 5, probiotic 1 capsule daily, number 6, B12 1000 mcg daily, number 7, Trelogy, TRELEGY Trelogy, Lipitor 200 mcg / 62.5 mcg / 25 mcg 1 inhalation daily. Trelogy 1 inhalation daily. Lisinopril 10 mg daily. Montelukast 10 mg daily. Multivitamin daily. Potassium chloride 10 meq daily. Potassium chloride 10 meq. 1 tablet 4 times a week. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah, change that. Potassium chloride 4 times a week. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Flomax 0.4 mg daily. Tarsamide 40 mg daily. Warfarin 2 mg QPM. Take 1 tablet on Thursday, Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. And warfarin 2 mg, take 2 tablets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Warfarin social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Family history, patient did not remember well. Review of system. No headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear nasal congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. The physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, cooperative. Blood pressure 113 over 65, pulse 62, temperature 97.6, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Head rate metanamophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear nasal discharge. Patient alert, re-enter time 3. No respiratory distress, is lying on the bed. No ear nasal discharge. Next, upper longevity, lungs. Bilateral decrease, breath sound at the bases, heart assonance to irregular, abdomen soft, non-tender bowels from positive extremities. Right arm, swelling improving. Bilateral legs. Edema noted, but no cough tenderness. Right arm erythema noted. Next line, neuro is awake, alert, re-entry time 3. Moving arm, his extremity is equal. And patient is cooperative. Assessment. Patient is admitted. For deconditioning, next line, fluid overload due to diastolic CHF exacerbation, number 3, syncope, most likely vasovagal, number 5, atrial fibrillation, number 6, pulmonary hypertension, number 7, mortal regurgitation, number 8, diarrhea that has resolved, right upper extremity cellulitis, treated in the hospital. Plan of care will continue all his current medications, follow-up lab, CBC, BMP, PTANR will be monitored, warfarin dose will be adjusted. Fall precaution. Patient asked me to call his daughter. I have spoken to his daughter over the phone, patient family, discussed the care plan with the patient family. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.